Good morning, beloveds. Psalm 78 this morning, and the verses is from 12 to 16. And here we just see this Almighty God showing himself strong. And it is just so beautiful that in the generations past, mankind has seen this invisible God has made himself very visible and understandable. As he's come through for Gideon, has come through for Noah, and here in this story with the Israelites and Moses. So let's look at this again and just see this wonderful God we serve, and to remember his story in history. He made this world, he made everything, and he's made himself very well known to many generations, and we know he's our God, and we trust we also going to see him in this generation, as it is very needed at this time. Verses 12 to 16.
In the sight of their fathers, he performed wonders in the land of Egypt, in the fields of Zoan. He divided the sea and let them pass through it, and made the water stand like a heap. In the daytime he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a fiery light. He split rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink abundantly as from the deep. He made streams come out of a rock and caused waters to flow down like rivers.
Hallelujah. And as I said, you know, generations past, this God has made himself so visible, and we just see the need of revival in these times. Is, you know, when you're looking at the TV, you're just entertained with man and spoiled rich kids with their yachts and their luxury boats, and what they're thinking and what they're planning, all just man, and not just man in the best sense, made in the image and likeness. They all made in the image and likeness of God, but not man in the best sense, in the sense of walking in the footsteps of Jesus. It's all so much deception and so much lies that is out here at the moment, and this we can just see and just anticipate a mighty move of God. As we saw here, where everyone knows this is God, where everyone can just stand with a gasping and with their hands on their mouth in awe as God just moves. And he has promised here in these last days it's going to happen. He's going to pour out his spirit. The creation is waiting for the sons of God. So God is going to come through powerfully on the sons that know his voice, that listen to his voice, and then walk with him, led by the Spirit. And I think again Zechariah, the speaking about the flock that the Lord marches with. And so these are the things that we need to be anticipating. We can know, no mind has seen or ear, no ear has heard or eye has seen what God has prepared. So it is big, but it will always be according to the bigness and the power and the goodness of God, as we've seen in past generations, and we can be reminded of in the Bible, and just know that's the God we serve. And again, we don't have to be troubled with any of these fears that are being pushed across all the time on the media, famine, wars, horror. We can just hold fast to that this gospel needs to be preached to the ends of the ages. And it's first preached to us. We wake up to the goodness of the Lord, the good news. It stirs us up, this great God that we have, this great salvation that we have, and then we stir others up, because that is one pointer, because this gospel will be preached to the end of the earth, and then the end will come. And that the earth was made to be inhabited, God said. So the end there is this demonic lies, deception, the devil coming through his agents to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. That's going to be taken out. So draw strength. Amen. The good news, the gospel, is the power of God unto salvation for us and for our children's children and for mankind. Amen.
Amen.